Now, our next story is about something that journalists often turn to when officials don't respond to a request for information, the Freedom of Information Act, or FOIA. It turns 50 this year. Justin Elliott is a reporter with ProPublica, a nonprofit investigative news organization. It's been filing FOIA requests for over a decade. Justin, you wrote recently that FOIA has been a disaster under President Obama's watch. What do you mean?
Well, yeah, when President Obama came into office, actually on his first full day in office in 2009, he gave a speech about open government and the Freedom of Information Act in particular. He issued an executive order saying that there was going to be a presumption of openness and that he promised to run the most transparent administration in history. That was his phrase. You know, now we're nearing the end of the Obama administration, and all of the data and all of the anecdotal evidence from reporters is that FOIA and access to documents under Obama has been a complete disaster.
Tell us how FOIA actually works.
Sure. It's actually really simple, and you don't have to be a reporter. Anyone can do it. You don't even have to be a citizen. You just write a letter, or most agencies now allow you to just write an email, and it doesn't even actually have to have any particularly formal language. And you have to give a specific description of records that you're looking for. The law says that the agency then has 20 business days to come up with a response, but in practice, you almost never get a substantive response within 20 business days. It often takes many months.
Is there evidence that FOIA requests were processed in a more prompt fashion during the George W. Bush administration and previous administrations?
There has never been sort of a golden age where all of this was working smoothly. And a lot of people I've spoken to, FOIA lawyers, say that, you know, this law, which was actually passed 50 years ago this year under LBJ, has always been sort of under-resourced. That said, there is data showing that across the federal government, backlogs are growing significantly. Average processing times of requests are growing significantly under Obama.
You write about a Mexican journalist's request for El Chapo's arrest records. What was the government response?
Right. This was a request to the DEA a couple of years ago after the first capture of El Chapo, asking about what was the DEA's role working with the Mexican government in that capture of El Chapo. The journalist got back a letter from the government saying that it was going to be $1.4 million in fees to process this request. Now, the law does allow the government to charge, but there is supposed to be a public interest waiver you can put in your request. I mean, another example, a colleague of mine, Michael Gray Bell, requested some records from the Transportation Security Administration, and it took 7.5 years to get them.
Give us some examples of how ProPublica has used FOIA in doing its reporting.
A few years ago, I was able to get records from the Defense Department about American arms sales to Bahrain, and this was during the Arab Spring protests there that were then sort of violently put down by the government, which is an ally of the United States. And I was able to get some documents after an extended wait, but I did get them.
What made you decide to write about this issue now?
What actually precipitated my piece was an incredibly frustrating experience I had asking for documents from FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Administration. There is also a bill going through Congress right now that would codify the presumption of openness that President Obama talked about. So we're hopeful that a strong version of that passes and is signed by the president. I should also note it was reported this month by the Freedom of the Press Foundation that the Obama administration, despite all of its rhetoric about transparency, had actually strongly lobbied against an earlier version of this FOIA reform bill sort of quietly and behind the scenes, which, again, is completely at odds with President Obama's rhetoric about transparency. So the administration has really been a disaster on FOIA.
Justin Elliott is a reporter with ProPublica. You can find his article on the state of the FOIA system on ProPublica and at PRI.org. Thanks, Justin.
Thank you.